Well, it's the second day of the film festival, and I'm sitting here across from Paige O'Hara, and I'll confess I'm a little aflutter.
Aww.
Because I'm a big fan of yours, and particularly looking forward to seeing your film Saturday. We're going to be screening Beauty and the Beast, and of course, you are the voice of Belle. As well as a long, long career in many ventures. But let's talk, before we get to the rest of your career, let's talk about Beauty and the Beast and the re-release that we're going to be seeing on Saturday.
Yes, the Blu-ray is absolutely spectacular. And it's the technology gone to another level. When you see it tomorrow, as you've seen it before, and I've seen it many times, the colors and the depth of color and then the detail is really astounding.
Well, I remember I was living in New York when that film came out, and we didn't have kids, but we had to go see it, and it was a huge film. And Disney really, in many ways, it kind of remade the studio, and at the time, it was very cutting edge. There was even a little bit of computer animation in it, which you might miss now if what you're used to is on the Avatar level. So we're celebrating the 20th reissue of the film on Blu-ray, and you've brought it to the Virginia Film Festival. But you've been to a few other places with this, haven't you?
Yes. But this year we just London. We brought it to London and to Los Angeles to the El Capitan, and here. That's it.
So did you know 20 years ago that 20 years later you'd still be showing up as Belle?
No, I had no idea. No, I mean it's amazing. I should kind of figure it out because I was a huge fan of the princesses when I was a little girl, and so they were still important to me as a teenager. So it's really kind of wonderful that Paige can get older and Belle stays the same.
So this is a free event tomorrow.
Yes,
for
free
families.
Event, and you'll love it. And if you've seen it before, you need to see it again because it really is at another level artistically.
Well, just the opportunity to see it on the big screen.
My
own kids are interested in coming to see it. We've seen it on we have it on DVD. I think we had it on Laserdisc before then.
Right.
But just the opportunity to see the film on the big screen and then see you. So what are you going to be doing at the screening?
Actually, I'm gonna talk to the audience and tell a couple stories and take some questions and whatever they want. It's sort of be like winging it, But we'll have some fun.
Oh, sounds fun. So I know you and your husband got in late last night, so you haven't. So you've only had a few hours to see Charlottesville. Now, is this your first time here?
It's my first time here. It is absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And you came at my favorite time of year.
Oh, and the trees. And, I live in Vegas. We don't see beautiful trees like this. I'm an artist also. I kind of wish I'd brought my sketch pad and paints.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
I signed on with Disney Fine Art a year ago, so now I'm painting Belles for
How
Disney
about that?
Fine Art.
Nice. Well, wow. Yeah. So Belles by Belle. That must be a real collector's item.
It's been going great, knock on wood. I've always painted as long as I've sung, since I was 3 years old.
Well, so talk a little bit about how you got involved in the film 20 years ago.
Well, I read about it in the New York Times, and I was a huge fan of Ashman and Mankin. And, of course, Little Mermaid had already been out and was a huge success.
Mm-hmm.
I just told my agent I have to be seen. And then when I read the script, I was like, it was me. It was totally me. I was totally identifying with the character. And I went in and auditioned 5 times. And it was just one of those times that you just know that I just knew it was my part.
And not just that. I mean, not only did you feel connected to the part, but when the animators made the film, they used you as a reference.
They did. It was really strange because the initial drawings of her, she was way too beautiful. She was way too much like intimidatingly beautiful. And they realized that the little girls are not going to really identify with that. She'll still be beautiful, but let's make her real, And so she was the first brown-eyed princess,
right,
which I still get mail about. Yeah. Little girls, finally a princess with brown eyes like me, but she was also a first in terms of being, I'm going to be blunt, she wasn't looking for a man, she was looking for adventure, and she was a bookworm, and she's, totally a liberated heroine, and it was really special that they didn't shy away from that, because Linda Wolverton, who wrote the screenplay, really wanted that to be a part of it, and I pushed it totally, and turned out great.
Well, for the benefit of our podcast listeners who aren't sitting across and looking at you, I want to tell them that Bill is still beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And what was it like working with Robbie Benson? Because he was a pretty big movie star at that time.
Oh, it all changed because I was hired a month before Robbie came in. And once I started recording, we asked to record together, actually.
Oh, so initially they didn't, you were yes. doing your tracks separately.
Yeah, and that's the norm. Yeah. Usually you're by yourself. Yeah. And Robbie and I requested to be together, and it just created a spontaneity and a chemistry that I think was really special because of that.
Oh, yeah, you can hear it in the film.
Yeah, and as we were encouraged to ad lib, and he's such a great actor and director. Mm-hmm. I just actually finished a press tour with Robbie for a month.
Really? So you guys are still in touch?
We're still friends, yeah.
That's
and he
wonderful.
Just had his third open heart surgery 3 months ago.
Really?
And he's doing great. I want to tell you all.
I'm stunned because we're about the same age.
He had his first open heart surgery during a marathon when he was 21. And so when he was on the press tour, he was pushing the Cleveland Clinic that saved his life. So I'm going to put that out there. And he's writing a book called I'm Not Dead Yet. So when it comes out, buy it.
I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, he looks great.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what you're doing in Vegas. You live out there now and you have a show.
Yes, we live out there. I'm at the Luxor with Menopause the Musical in my fifth year playing Soap Star. She's the opposite of Belle. She's total brat, egocentric maniac, crazy person, very funny though. And I work with the same women for the last 5 years, and so we're all very close.
Yeah, nice steady job.
Steady job. It's very, very funny. It's a huge hit. It's I'm sort of the bad guy of the piece, but then the women end up loving me too.
So if we're in Vegas, where's that playing?
The Luxor Hotel at the Atrium Theater. Same theater as Carrot Top. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wow. What a choice.
I know. Carrot Top's on after our show.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Then you don't have to choose.
No.
All right, so you've had a chance to walk around the downtown mall, see Charlottesville
so
a little bit.
Oh, so beautiful, and all the galleries, being an artist, I just so appreciate the local artists here. The talent is phenomenal.
Well, you definitely want to get over to the university, which is just a mile up the street, and the University Art Museum.
Yes, we're going to do that tomorrow, for sure.
Excellent. So are there any films that you're going to be seeing here?
I'm not sure yet. My husband's making a list.
He's making those plans.
He's
That's
making
fair.
Those plans, so I'll know tonight. We're kind of going through the brochure. We were sort of jet lagged this morning.
Sure.
But oh, we'll definitely be seeing some films.
Well, great. And looking forward to seeing the film tomorrow. I'll be there in the audience with my kids.
Oh, I can't wait to meet them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming by.
Oh, thanks so much.
Hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.